Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Woo! Big day on the show. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff, Jack. We have the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings coming up in a moment. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles have traded AJ at the deadline? No, at 79.2%. I know somebody who thinks that answer is yes. OG, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
Yeah, you know what I play, right?
The long game.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? So I've been saying this stuff for a minute. And let me address something, too. And I hope I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way, because I don't mean this in a, you know, personal. But Shady's a fraud, okay, sports-wise. Mm. Okay? Now, Shady sits on his little show called Speakeasy with Acho, him, and the boy from the Green Bay
James board, Jones. James Jones.
And they just tear down Jalen because Shady Pillow talks with AJ. That's AJ's best guy out in the, you know, in the world right now. You know what I'm saying? So Shady relays the message back to Acho and Jones. And really, damn, that's what he's doing? That's what he said? It is. So that's how Shady comes up with this thing of, no, AJ's fine, but he should have. Then he, all the scenarios that he drew up for other receivers, like the Chases and the Jeffersons and everything, the one question that he couldn't answer or give you, what is the result of those guys getting those numbers?
Well,
do they end up winning?
Well, okay. See, this is not necessarily true. Like the Minnesota, there have been plenty of, I hear you in a lot of ways. But to say that you can't have a receiver get a lot of yards and the team win is not true, right?
Well, like, name me one that did. Name me one.
Well, you're going to – the Minnesota Vikings won 14 games last year.
Dog, I'm talking about a Super Bowl but championship. Everybody can win games, Spike. That's what teams – I don't know if you know this.
Stop. Don't. Okay, don't. Right. No. Stop. You know, I'm going to put you on hold. We can have a conversation. Stop. We can have a conversation without you belittling what I just said. So you don't have to put me in my place every time I disagree with you. I do not think that it precludes a team from winning a Super Bowl if a wide receiver gets catches and yards. A.J. Brown has 30. Now, I think it could be because of A.J., but A.J. Brown has 30 catches, 32 catches or something for like 380 yards. The Eagles could certainly succeed with a receiver having more catches and more yards than that. That's not, it's not true to say otherwise. Like, it just isn't. Tyreek Hill had plenty of success on the Kansas City Chiefs catching passes, right? Did they not?
Yeah. You're proving my point, but continue, please.
How am I proving your point?
Because here's what my point is this here, Spike, is that what defensive coordinators do in the playoffs, not the regular season, they look to take away what you do best. So all the things, them numbers that they was compiling during the regular seasons, when the defensive coordinators start focusing on taking away that, most quarterbacks don't know how to go to something else because they're so used to getting what they wanted. So my point to you is this here is when you making your main thing to make receivers and everybody happy, you're taking away what the main thing is, and that is to get the win.
But you are saying something. You are saying something different than I am saying. You are saying, hold on. You are saying they shouldn't just force it to somebody to make them happy. But that's not what I'm saying. Rob Gronkowski had plenty of catches and plenty of yards for the New England Patriots. They won. You know, like, this is not, and they didn't win the Super Bowl with Randy Moss, but they were undefeated and in the Super Bowl. Like, you can win games in the regular season and in the playoffs with a good wide receiver. Now, your point, they will look to take it away for sure. But like, that does not preclude the team from throwing the ball and getting their receivers catches and yards.
This is why when the OG comes on, you should just let me cook because you're taking it somewhere that I'm not. Listen, here's my point is this here. As Shady was telling us all about how you distribute this, AJ can get 10 catches. You can give Devontae this and that. If a coach is sitting there making that his main thing, you're not going to win a Super Bowl.
I didn't say to make it the main thing. I didn't to have the best offense. Did the greatest show on turf get their ball to the wide receivers? Did they?
Yes, they did.
Okay. So it's possible. Stop saying these are two different things. They're two different things. The thing that you are saying is that they shouldn't disrupt everything just to make him happy. I agree. But the thing that I am saying is that what you're also saying is that you can't have a successful wide receiver on a Super Bowl champion team. It's not true. That's not a fact.
Not what I said.
Yes, it is.
Devontae Smith. No, it's not. Devontae Smith is a successful
wide receiver. I just told you that teams win with receivers getting numbers. You told me, give me a team that won the Super Bowl that did. I just gave you three. How many more do you want?
Because you didn't. Is Ron Gronkowski a receiver?
Is what?
No, he's not a receiver.
Of course he is.
Technically, he's a tight end.
Yes,
but he was the Patriots' leading receiver.
Yes, he's a tight end, Ike.
Yes, he is.
Right, exactly. So that ain't even my point. So that you wrong there. So don't say you gave me three. I told you to give. Let me see. My point is this here, guys.
Your point is you don't like AJ because he doesn't like Jalen. That's your point.
Of course, it's your point. Emotions up in me. It ain't that. My thing with it ain't about AJ not liking Jalen. It's AJ not doing what is required for a team to have cohesiveness to be successful. He's not willing to do that. AJ quit on this team in 23 when he did not want to board a damn plane to go and help coach on the player that was taking his spot, which was Julio Jones. Okay, that didn't know the offense, that we probably could have won the damn playoff game in Tampa had AJ put his feelings to the side. That's all I'm saying. I don't get personal. What I do is I just look at the overall thing and what's better for us as the Eagles team.
But what you just said there is different than what you said when you got on the phone. What you just said there is that AJ Brown's not doing the right things for the team to win. It's divisive. All this. I agree. We all agree on those things. That what you let off was that you said to me, "Give me receivers that top receivers that won Super Bowls." They did. You can win games with a receiver.
You have not given them to me. You gave me the Rams, right? And then you say Ryan Gronkowski ain't no receiver.
But listen, OG, you got Tyreek Hill, you got Marvin Harrison, you got Jerry Rice won 3 Super Bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Irvin.
My point is that they cannot not win. I'm saying to you that it's far and few. You look where you got to go to get that. You had to go to Jerry Rice, which was what? 30
that was 40 years ago.
Years ago.
Yeah, 30 years ago.
How many years ago was Tyreek Hill? 5?
No, it was long, way longer than 5. But
Cooper Kupp won a Super Bowl.
Cooper Kupp won a Super Bowl. He's a Triple Crown winner. Yeah.
Calm down. A blind squirrel.
Because you're getting cooked. We got you in a corner.
But my point is this. A blind squirrel will find a nut here and
there's
there.
There's nuts all over the place.
There's a bunch of nuts.
We have our hands full of nuts.
So many nuts.
Whoa.
See, this is what I'm saying.
And we're snacking on them.
And the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year with A.J. Brown.
Yes.
Top five receiver.
He didn't play that role, did he? He wasn't a top five receiver last year, was he?
No. Nah.
And my point is this here, guys.
I don't know what your point is anymore.
Yeah, and God bless A.J. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But this is not the city for him, bro. And I've been trying to say it. Y'all don't want to hear it. We can't win without A.J. That's what James Jones – the slick hair, T.J. Housmanzada, who never won a damn thing. And I mean, a Charleston contest. Come on, you really cannot win a Super Bowl without A.J. Bro.
Well, those are two wide receivers also, so yeah.
Yeah.
James Jones and T.J. Housmanzada.
Listen, I got a segment called Expose the Pros.
Nobody cares.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. Yeah. Expose the pros, and I'll do it every time. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I just did. And Spike want to get all in the way of what I'm trying to do. You got to let me land my plane,
That's not how this
Justin,
show works.
Justin, I'm sure, lets you land a plane all the time. But on this show, there's accountability.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin lets you take all
big headphones on and 2 lights.
Justin's like, I agree.
Yeah.
Make a lot of sense.
There he is. OG Wade. I haven't gotten mad at OG Wade in a while.
Yeah, that was a quick one. Yeah. No, it's day 3 of the fast.
Day 4.
Are you fasting again?
Yeah, but I've been pretty good, right?
Yeah. I didn't know.
And you're grinding through a little back issue, too?
Grinding through a back issue. I am grinding through a back issue. Yep. It's my flu week.
When did you start? Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay.
That's when I usually start.
It is Wednesday.
I know, but I'm doing pretty good.
Well, today...
Yeah, I know.
We'll see what tomorrow looks like.
I didn't eat my little snack of olives, though.
Oh, man, no olives?
Yeah. Oh, God.
I forgot them. They're in my bag.
Damn.
You know, you might want to go on a food fast.
Yeah, right into this.
You certainly don't want to go on a loving fast. No. It's good exercise, you know? Yeah. It's good for you to
I mean...
It's high impact but short.
Yeah.
It ends pretty quick.
Yeah.
High interval training?
Yes. Blue Chew will help you with your high interval training.
There we go.
Get you performing top of the line. You want their chewables instead of the other ones, which are pills, because the chewable is easy and simpler. You don't need a glass of water by the, you know, at your, what's it, your...
Like the bed?
Yeah. You don't need a glass
nightstand.
Of water. Nightstand. Yeah. There you go. The chewables from Blue Chew. They want to make you perform better than you've ever performed.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Chew can help it happen. They don't want you to have to go to the doctor. We hate going to the doctor.
Mm-mm.
You got it. You call up. You're like, when's the next appointment? When? What is it, November right now? They're like, February 2nd. You don't have time to wait to February 2nd. Mm-hmm. You also don't want to have that awkward conversation. Blue Chew, you do it all right on the website, bluechew.com. You don't want to have to wait in line at the pharmacy. Nope, not with Blue Chew. They ship it to you in a discreet
hard package.
There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's all made and shipped here in the U.S. of A. Jack?
No tariffs.
There you go.
There you go.
Your first month is going to be free with Blue Chew. Free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. Woo, what a deal. How do you do that? You go to BlueChew.com, and when you're checking out, after you meet with their medical professional, it takes 10 minutes, something like that. You use code 94 at checkout for your first month free. That is code 94 at checkout for your first month with Blue Chew for free. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly.
Chew it and do, y'all.
That's too much country. If we're gonna have three,
I was gonna say there's another one.
Yeah, if we have 330 country, we can't do the Blue Chew. Country.
So we still in on 330 country?
Oh, fine. You went a little too far today, and you know you did.
The fans are chanting. Yeah. 330 country.
Be careful. Give him an inch. He takes a yard.
He definitely does.
Yeah.
Phil Blucher read?
The it's time for Eagles Insider of the Year. Eagles Insider of the Year, a power ranking sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Here we go, Jack.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Woo! What a week for Eagles Insiders. What a week. Now, Elliott said earlier he feels like his spot might be slipping a little bit, but he's done pretty well.
Yeah, that's pretty woe is me from Elliott.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
And then pathetic. You guys had to force him to claim the video as informative.
Or his thing on the fourth down.
Yes, the fourth down thing.
Well, we had to clear that up.
Yeah. No, I agree. It was like he didn't want to go there. Yeah.
Yeah. That was insane.
Well, he doesn't. He never does. You'll notice with Elliott, he never does an I'm told.
Never.
Or sources.
Right.
He just says it. And that we have
to. Well, he said informed speculation.
We have to decipher whether it is an insider report, or it's just your opinion. We have to decipher.
And then he laid out I haven't listened in a couple weeks.
Liar.
My ass.
Yeah, we got to start posting them and tag him in.
Yeah, you're number five this week, pal.
Yeah, wow, you just blew it.
Whatever.
He is number five. Also, ESPN back tonight at 6 o'clock, 6 to 8. Go Birds Evenings, ESPN as we call it. I believe his guest tonight is Shil Kapadia.
It is Shil Kapadia.
Got Shil in the building?
In the building. They got him to leave his podcast.
Right, yes, exactly.
Yeah. So here are the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. Number five, as Jack mentioned, Elliott Shore Parks. I still think it was a good week for Elliott. Elliott did have, before Nick Sirianni said it today, what happened on the fourth down play.
That he said was informed?
Was informed. I believe it was.
Was it sent with a worm tinge?
Well,
that's my concern with it. Was that doctored?
My thing is, how's it informed? Like, who did he get that from?
Like, did he talk to
him? I didn't break it down for him and tell him what happened.
He said I was told.
Yeah, but who was the source?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yes.
Is it maybe a certain department? Or is it a coach? That's the big question.
It's a good point.
Thank you. Because if it's from a certain department, it could be wormed up.
Now, he was sitting next to Tanner McKee last night.
Oh, you think old Scoops McKee?
Yeah, Scoops
McKee. Scoops McKee. Well, the funny thing about that, I don't want to delay this. I don't know. Nick would not have explained that the way Tanner McKee explained it. So let me say this.
Oh, okay.
Because that's giving away
stuff.
Yes.
Right.
If you're basically saying this is what we adjust to doing based on what the corner is doing,
then it tells the corner how they should act.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why Nick didn't go deep into how they arrived at the deep throw.
Well, that's what's interesting, too. And it goes into the corner showing what he's doing just shows how good those receivers are, because normally they would want to disguise it. Mm-hmm. But what they're thinking is, look, this guy's good. I got to get a step here. And that's why
they want to stop him from getting a slant.
Getting a slant.
That's it's the easier throw.
Yes. And if I stand over here, that becomes more difficult for me. So the corner's sort of in a no-win situation there.
Yep.
So at number five is Elliott Shore Parks. Tied for number four is Jay Glazer. Jay Glazer had the report that Jair Alexander was stepping away from football. A tie at number two. So both of these guys are tied at number two. Tim McManus and Jeff McClain for asking the difficult questions to make Nick Sirianni crazy today. Now look, the goal is to not make Nick Sirianni crazy, but the goal is to not go in there like a coward. You know, just looking for a quote for your story. The goal is to get the answers, and sometimes that requires repeated questions and to go back and forth.
Yeah.
And Tim McManus and Jeff McClain did that today.
Tim set it up by initiating the question. And Jeff hadn't been this sort of bullish in a while, man.
Blood in the water.
Yeah, he jumped in there and wouldn't let up.
Well, and especially after... You know, they try to, loosen him up with calling him McClain and ha ha ha, I'm Sirianni.
Yeah,
McClain.
Where'd all that go this week?
Yeah, no.
There was no McClain.
Yeah. So the goal isn't to make Sirianni mad, but the goal is to ask the right questions, and they did that.
Yes, they did.
And number one, his first appearance on the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, Janky Rondo, the Twitch streamer.
Big scoops.
This dude's name has been said 100 times today.
Yes.
He certainly has gotten new followers today.
Absolutely. So congratulations.
Janky Rondo?
Janky Rondo.
Is that a play on Rondo?
I have no idea.
Right.
Twitch is a world that I'm aware of that I do not participate in.
Only thing I know about Twitch is the one kid that's real big, Kai Cenat.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there's a lot of enormous big deals. Twitch streamers. Yeah.
Like guy.
Yeah.
I'm out.
It's like I Show Speed or whatever. Is he the
I Show Speed?
Dude,
is a big
I've
one.
Seen that.
He's talking to PG.
Yeah.
Asking PG, why are you here?
Yeah.
Like, I play for the team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was I Show Speed. I think he was at Eagles practice or something one day.
Oh, he was?
These guys are a big deal. They're a big deal. Play video games on the internet.
Makes me sick.
Making money.
And making money.
Is that like views, right? YouTube?
Views? Well, it's even different on Twitch. So on Twitch, it has this thing where if you pay money, you are a better member of the Twitch stream, which gives you different, capabilities in the chat and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So it's
goodness gracious.
Get your little soup.
It's like YouTube, but it gives, different monetizing opportunities. 215-592-9494, Yoshi in Brewerytown, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's poppin'? Happy Wednesday.
What up, Yosh?
What's up, my dudes? What's up? Let me get serious real quick.
What's up, Boo?
Hey, Boo, how you doing? Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, I love the win last night. It just shows that we have camaraderie. People keep showing up.
Yes.
I mean, when you get, almost 40 points from the bench. I mean, and we got a starter on the bench in Grimes. That's a beautiful thing. What's the name? Sixth man of the year for me already. Mm. I'm putting my vote in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. I'm get a little serious, and I finish with some foolishness. I love Arthur Juan Brown. I've been supporting him and backing him up, but this is just it's getting childish at this point. I mean, he's taking himself out the equation. I mean, forget Jalen, forget Nick, forget Kevin. He in his own head now, and I believe he's rooted in his BS, in his beef. Last night, no, I agree with Ike, it wasn't inflammatory, but it's getting hotter because it's addition after addition. And the kettle, it wants to whistle at this point. I mean, he keeps highlighting himself. That's selfish. He's a grown man pouting. The strongest relationships I look at the strongest relationships is compromise and communication and keeping your business private. Because outside noise, what's the name, is detrimental to all the work that you could be doing in the house behind closed doors. You look at the Bulls, 6 championships, dominated their era, but you didn't know all the stuff that was going on until all that was over with.
AJ, yeah.
He got to chill out, man. He really do. What's the name? Because he's ostracizing himself, in my opinion. Now I'm finished with some foolishness real
yes,
quick.
Yes, sir.
Spike, I'm not AJ. I'm not sensitive.
Uh-huh.
You could call it a fraud team like you did last year. You can call it a pity team this year. I'm different. That fuels me. That makes me want to work. That's why I keep sitting where I'm sitting at. See, you want to shout that you're the champ.
Oh, we're talking about fantasy.
Yeah, we are. We're going there. I'm not finished.
Dude.
Because you like the 2011, the 2010, 2011 Mavs. You won the championship, then you sucked the next year. You like the 2021
no,
Warriors?
No,
it was
you know
a Mickey
we
run. Yeah.
We're the Warriors who won like a championship, had a bunch of injuries the next year, and then we're going to come back and win another championship.
You've been talking for 3.5 hours, I think. Let me see.
Oh.
You like the 2026? Let me act like OG real quick. Yeah. You like the 2021 Rams. You won the championship. You're 5-12 the next year. You like the 2006 Cardinals. You won it. You're 78-84 the year after that. You a fraud. You are 54. Number 9. Agent number 9. That's who you are.
Pity slot agent in the league. Pity
wow.
slot.
The president's voice. When you say, don't you think? When you say,
make
when
a wish, say, Yoshi. That's your name. Make a wish, Yoshi, in Brewery Town.
It's gonna make me go on the waiver wire and work some more. Number 9. I love you, boo.
All
you
right.
guys have a beautiful day.
Right,
love y'all.
Make a wish, Yoshi.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, look, he has a pity spot in the league. It's true. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
My favorite testy Philly coach moments.
Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Based on today's Nick Sirianni.
Based on.
Testiness.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We love Testy.
Always.
215.
He's got to deserve to be Testy today.
He did.
Yeah, it's a long day. Yeah. He's probably fasting.
Late night, didn't sleep.
He's probably fasting.
Yeah, he's probably fasting.
He's probably not. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.